is the full-time whistle.
There goes the hooter.
And it's full-time.
And that's a whistle of joy.
Supporters invading the pitch.
We won it! We won it! We won it!
This is the final whistle on Ocean FM tonight. Where has the time gone? It's 20 years since IT Sligo helped break the stranglehold of the universities on Gaelic football's Sigerson Cup. It's the All-Ireland title in third level football. IT Sligo won it three times in the noughties. Tonight we look back on the first of them, the breakthrough year 2002. I wonder if they still have the medals. Welcome to the programme in Sigerson Cup week, and that's why we're looking back on the first programme of 2022. This is Austin O'Callaghan. IT Sligo's Sigerson Cup campaign for 2022 hasn't started that well. They were well beaten by David Clifford and UL in Limerick on Tuesday night. They will get a second chance in the competition this year against IT Carlo in the backdoor section of round two next week. But in 2002, it was all very different. As IT Sligo became just the second institute of technology after IT Tralee to break the university monopoly on Gaelic football's premier third level competition. So we're going to look back on that win, which would spark two more Sigerson Cup titles for IT Sligo a couple of years later. We'll hear from some of the team members from around the country and from some of the people who helped manage and coach the side. Joining us, the IT Sligo captain from 2002. He's a Mayo man, Aidan Higgins. Aidan, do you still have your medal?
I do, Austin, yeah. I still have my medal.
You're one of the guys who keeps these things, are you?
I actually never really was that interested in medals when I was winning them, but I suppose after you retire and finish up playing football, I suppose you look back and in the drawer and find all your medals and you decide to put them up somewhere, you know. So I suppose it's something for the kids to look at now, you know.
Sure. Well, it's good to have you with us this evening. Only two IT Sligo players have won three Sigerson Cup winners' medals in 02, 04 and 05. One is Donegal's Christy Toy. The other is Michael Moyles of Mayo, who joins us on the line too. Michael, that's a nice little hat-trick to have.
Yeah, and just for Aidan was saying, I just... the same thing, you don't really take too much heed when you're playing. You think it's going to happen every year, but once you retire, then you take a special place. And my sister, actually, for one of my birthdays, she framed the three jerseys and put the medals with it and the two league medals with it as well. So it was nice. I kind of thanked her for that, and then she took it and put it in her pub. But it was a talking point.
Sure. Michael, welcome to the programme. And also with us, one of the men who was on the sideline, who coached the IT Sligo team of 02, Donegal's Martin McHugh. Martin, are you feeling old tonight? It's 20 years ago now?
Definitely, I'm old. There's no doubt about that. But when I hear Aidan saying it's great for the children that I manage, that him to be looking at the medals now, definitely you do feel old. It's hard to believe it's 20 years. And I see you telling Michael there that he has three medals. I says he must be repeating a lot. He mustn't be doing much of the books. He must have been spending more time playing football than that at that stage. But yeah, it's great us looking back. And you know, when we look back at it, Gerald Burns always says to me that it was my biggest achievement in sport to be involved in that Sligo IT team, that he felt that was, and he would have been big. He went to I think it's Queen's, he went to Queen's or Mary's, maybe it was Mary's he went to Gerald, but he always said that was the biggest, my biggest achievement in sport was one in that Sigerson.
Well, we might ask you later if you think Gerald Burns is right when we get into some of the reflections on this. I have the IT Sligo Sigerson Cup winning panel in front of me here, guys. 34 names spanning 11 counties, and we will chat about some of those guys over the next little while. But we are going to have contributions as well as the guys who are with us live. We have some contributions from some of the other players who were part of this 2002 IT Sligo team. And if you have a memory from 02, 20 years ago, the wind and the rain of Markovic Park on that final Saturday, and you'd like to share it, you can WhatsApp or text us 083 083 350 530. If you prefer email, the address sport@oceanfm.ie, and you'll find us on Twitter at Ocean FM Sport. Well, for years, Gaelic football was led in the old Sligo RTC and then IT Sligo by the great Jim Nestor. The college enjoyed a few successes along the way, and they got close enough to the business end of the Sigerson on a couple of occasions. But for some context, let's get a sense of where this breakthrough 2002 IT Sligo team came from. And for that, he's the man who was instrumental in putting the side together 20 years ago, the team manager that year, Mickey Breslin.
I was out of football for about 6 years, and January 99, I was asked to come back in. So I came straight into Sigerson, and that year Sigerson was in Belfast. So we got to the quarterfinals, and we were pitted against the big three team going for the three in a row, captained by Jimmy Guinness. So we were narrowly beaten. We were beaten by about 3 points in that. So I began to realise, even just back into football, that there was a bit more needed if we were ever going to make an impression in Sigerson. So we come into 2000. We got off to a nice start in 2000 because John Plenty organised a Connacht Freshers competition. So we went down to that. It was a two-day event. We went down to that. We won the first game against GMIT, and then we stayed overnight. And the second game against NUIG, we won that. So we came home with silverware. So working from there, we were drawn against Queens in the first round in Belfast, first round of 2000 Sigerson. Queens beat us by 3 points, and they went on to win Sigerson that year. So 99 and 2000 were beaten by the eventual winners of Sigerson, and just beaten by narrow margins. So I began to feel that those were not far away. And to add to the icing on the cake for 2000, we got to the final of the Intermediate League, and we beat UCD in Belfield in what was an absolutely superb game. So that gave our second string, basically, a lot of confidence, and probably upgraded a lot for 2001 into the senior team. And that senior, in the 2001 senior team, you had guys coming in: Damien Hendy, John McKeown, Brendan Boyle, Tarn Cairns, Damien Sheridan. And you add those to the guys who had come in the year before: Rory Gallagher, Darren McGrath, Mark Brainey, Brian Maloney and Pat Kelly. So all of a sudden, you had a very credible panel. The 2001 is and always probably will be known as the foot and mouth Sigerson. The competition was scheduled to run in Sligo, quarterfinals, semi-finals and finals. On the Wednesday before the game, the games were scheduled to start on Friday. On the Wednesday before, the 2 days before, I happened to be heading for Donegal to see my father. And at Cliffney, I got a phone call from Maura, the Mulvihill secretary in Crow Park. And she said, "Are you driving?" I said, "Yeah, I am. Would you ever mind to pull in?" Couldn't figure out what this was about anyway. And she announced, "Are you pulled in?" I said, "Yeah." She says, "Sigerson's off." Just like that. As I was taking that call, I got a call from the college saying that the programs had arrived. I mean, it was that advance, hotels were booked, everything was set to go. But apart from that, Sigerson was swept from under our feet. But the gentleman he was, David Billings, agreed to travel. We were scheduled to meet the UCD online anyway. So David, God rest him, agreed to travel and play, give us the home venue.
You played a match in 2001, is that what you're saying?
Well, Sigerson was completed in 2001, but it was played in individual games.
Ah.
You know, it was played at halfway venues around the country, where there was no big crowds or anything. UCD got to the final against Jordanstown, and that was played in Scotstown. The Sigerson final of 2001 was played in Scotstown.
So bad and all, as Sligo didn't get to host the 2001 Sigerson Cup because of foot and mouth, you did get to host it 12 months later. Tell me about that.
We were awarded the Sigerson again, having the demise of 2001 over us. The committee agreed to re-award the 2002 Sigerson to Sligo. So in 2002, we had an intake into a team, into the panel, which you could only dream of. We had Dickie Joyce, Galway, David Barden, Longford, Jerry Lowen, Roscommon, John Grimes, Mayo. He had returned. He had been in 2 years previously. Paul Finley Monahan, Michael Miles, Mayo, Brian Maloney, Mayo, and Christy Toy, Donegal.
That's a who's who of Gaelic football.
Well, now add that to what we had before that, and you've got some. We were scheduled to meet DCU in the semi-final and the quarter-final, so we had an easy victory then. There, we went on to meet Athlone in the semi-final, and we just about scrambled over the line by a point or two in that. And we went on to meet UCC in the final. UCC were maybe unfortunate in the final and the semi-final, and that they had to go to extra time against Jordanstown. So that took its toll. The remarkable thing about that Cork team, that eight inter-county, Cork inter-county players and three Kerry players. So it wasn't any wrap-up team. So we scraped through that by in horrendous weather conditions, actually hailstorms, by 6 points to five. And that basically set the tone for a glorious 5 years where we took three Steelersons and two league titles in 5 years.
And just on that 0-2 team in particular, Mickey, what was so special about that group of players in your mind?
You had sheer class. I mean, if you go through them, they all went on to play for the counties. But they were all natural footballers. And, you know, they had been together for some of them two, some of them 3 years. And they basically lived in what's now commonly called pods. You know, you had a house with maybe five or six of the players in. You had three or four houses, and maybe you had most of the team in those three or four houses. Again, you know, you met them in the canteen. Those three or four of them or five of them at a table here, and three or four or five more. You know, they lived together apart from playing together. And they really were all class footballers. I mean, if you take, you know, just Paul Finley, Nicky Joyce, and David Barden, and Rory Gallagher, you just take them and you're alone as four forwards. I mean, they'd get their place in nearly any county team in the country. And that kind of underwrites it. And then you had midfield, you had Brendan Boyle and Michael Miles. And, you know, you had John McKeown from Leitrim. Had he played with any other county, he'd probably have at least one All-Star. I mean, he was a class player. He played full-back for Leitrim for years. You know, we played him at cornerback. So we had a team that oozed with talent.
Mickey Breslin, IT Sligo Sigerson Cup team manager in 2002. Aidan Higgins, you were the team captain that year. Did you guys have a sense that this could be a special year at the start of your academic term, shall we say?
Well, as Mickey alluded to, we there was something building, all right, like, or whatever. And I suppose Martin was a big probably factor in the winning year or whatever. But I suppose the recruitment process from the previous two or three years kind of helped as well. We were starting to build a panel. You know, I was involved in probably the earlier stages of what Mickey discussed there. But we really had a team at that stage. You know, it's been 15, 16 players. But what Mickey and Martin done was developed a panel in 2002, and I think that was the basis behind us winning the 2002 team, especially back to when you look at that Sigerson. Sigerson was three games on a weekend, so you needed a panel, you know what I mean? So we had a panel, and we trained really, really hard under Martin, and I think Martin will probably mention that, you know, we were really fit and we were prepared for three games. I actually think back, and Molly might and Martin might remind us, I can remember that we used to train nearly three times in a row, maybe on an evening time, a morning time, and an evening time, just to kind of get used to the three kind of games coming up. So we kind of had focused in on, you know, eventually winning the Sigerson. So we had prepared well, but I think the panel that we had built up was sublime. Like, there were some brilliant players, like, as Mickey said, Paul Finley, Pat Kelly, John McKeown, Miles A, Rory. Brian Maloney, Nicky Joyce, you know what I mean? And then Martin to come in as well to give his experience, you know, and his leadership or whatever. So it was brilliant, you know.
Well, speaking of recruitment, Martin McHugh, IT Sligo and Mickey Breslin recruited you to coach the team in 2002, and this was a few years after you had guided Cavan to the Ulster senior football title in 1997. So you had a managerial profile, obviously. I mean, I can remember around Sligo time there was great excitement at the time. Sligo have got McHugh in for the Sigerson, you know. So did you know what you were taking on here?
Not really, no. It's the first time I was ever, you know, got involved in Sigerson. I used to go to watch some Sigerson matches, all right. Austin, you know, but when a Glen man asks to kill Kilkearman, you've just sort of make a few phone calls then to see, is this for real, you know, because there was big rivalry at that time between Glen and Kilkear and everything else. And I was just saying to myself, you know, this. So, yeah, it was great to get the call. And, I mean, it's a brilliant standard of football, and at that time different to now, you know. And Aidan has covered it all there. Like we went to, for a weekend, to Mullamore, and we trained 3 days in a row, and we trained a couple of times a day and everything else, you know. We were able to do that, and the full squad was there, everybody was there. Now it's nearly impossible, in fairness to the Sigerson teams now, to get the county players out at all now with the system is in it there and everything else. And you know, it's disappointing because it's a great standard of football. And you know, you see there the likes of David Clifford, you know, playing with UL, and you know, and hell, you'd be talking to him, so proud to do it, and playing with different players from different counties and everything else. So yeah, it's a great, you know, if we look at it, even taking, you know, the UCC's team that day, like Paul Galvin was playing, Michael O'Shea, Billy Sheehan, Ian Twist, that played with Kerry, all them played with Kerry, you know. And then you had, you know, the likes of Anthony Lynch, who had a great career with he was marking Rory Guller in that final. You had a Tom Kenny, who was a dual player in Cork. You had Conrad Murphy, who was a brilliant player. Dylan Meegan was playing, and, you know, Enda Wiseman. And then you had the Cork goalkeeper at the time, Cian Kelleher, in goal. So the standard was unbelievable. You know, I was just looking back at it there, at just taking quickly, you know, the Jordanstown team that played that day. You had Paddy Bradley, you had Ronan Gallagher for Manna, you had Enda McGinley, you had Raymond Johnson for Manna, you had Kevin Cuse, Aidan O'Rourke, Martin O'Rourke, you know, fellas of all Ireland medals, Kevin Brady from Antrim. That was the quality of player that was there that time. And, you know, I always remember, you know, different things about the match and everything else. But, you know, now freshers are not allowed to play. But that day, you know, Nicky Joyce was a fresher. And I remember the first time I seen Nicky Joyce when we got him out to train. Barry Dunyan was friendly with him, and Barry got him out to train that day when he came out to train. And he caught a ball in the air, and I never seen anything like it. And I always remember his dad, Billy Joyce, and I met him afterwards at one of the games. Wasn't a big man, but a brilliant fetcher. This man, he caught a ball that I just dreamed about. Now, the lights wouldn't have been good as they are now and everything else to the trainer, but I still remember him catching. He was twisting in the air when he caught it. And I just went up to him afterwards, and I says, look at young lad. I says, you remember from now on, you be Nicky Joyce, not Pádraig Joyce's cousin. You're your own man. And I, you know, he was an unbelievable talented footballer. And then you had, you know, the Paul Finley we talk about, who was a fresher that year. You know, he came in as a fresher that year. Paul Barden, Christy Toy, Barry Dunyan, and, you know, all came in. You know, Gareth Blake from Donegal came on as a sub that day. But, you know, there were different players, unsung heroes. And I always remember, you know, a player, you talk about a player that played football. And I know Aidan was a fabulous leader and a fabulous captain. He was there doing everything. And I remember that day when the hailstones came down, we all came off the field. The referee, Pat McGinney, told the teams to go into the dugout. And I remember Aidan jumping up and said, look, hailstones never affected anybody. Let's get back out here and play. And he was the first man that ran back out onto the field. And the ref, the UCC team had to come back, and we played on the game then at that stage. But Brendan Boyle was a real unsung hero. He was a player that you had forced, any manager would have forced on the team. He was a player that covered his defence and played in the middle of the field and picked up the player who had to be picked up and everything else. And he was a real, you know, he ended up going on to having a great career with Donegal and everything else. But, you know, he was one of them players that you wanted to make sure he was fit and ready to go, because he was so, so important to the team. And Damien Sheridan, the goalkeeper, you know, he was way ahead of his time. We talk about, you know, Cluxon was ahead of his time. This man was ahead of his time as a goalkeeper as well, Austin.
Michael Moyles, there were 8 Mayo men on the IT Sligo panel that year. Donegal had 6. Galway 4, Sligo 4, Roscommon 3, 2 from Fermanagh, 2 from Longford, 2 from Leitrim, and then 1 each from Kildare, Monaghan and Cavan. We know Mayo men love their football. They're Zulu about it. But was the Sigerson on your radar at all growing up?
I suppose not really. I suppose Aidan was the one that kind of introduced me to it. He's like, I was going, heading for UUJ, and I talked to Aidan about it at Mayo training, and he kind of, he says, what do you think about IT Sligo? And I went down to Michael Breslin, and Michael Breslin showed me the facilities, and Rory Gallagher was there, and the next thing, Martin Kew was involved. So it was really a no-brainer. Lots of the lads in the old panel were there. You know, it was a fabulous facility. There was obviously something brewing, as Martin and Aidan correctly said. Like, and you know, from the very outset, it was probably new for me. The culture was really set. Like, you know, these two lads probably won't admit to it. Like, but like the culture was set. Like, I never seen, like, Martin and Aidan and Rory used to meet for coffees and teas, and you know, conversations were had, and that filtered down through the team. And you know, nobody missed training sessions. That just didn't happen. It was a small enough college, and everybody knew everybody. And as Michael alluded to earlier on, we all lived together. Like, we were on Wolfstone Street, right beside O'Neill's pub there. Like, there was myself, Aidan, Rory Gallagher, Richie Hare, and Dermot. There was about six or seven of us in that house beside the pub, which was dangerous at college. Like, but you know, nobody missed training, because if you missed training, you were snubbed. Like, you wouldn't be really talked to. It wasn't accepted. You know, the culture was there from the very outset. And Aidan was a great leader like that. He set the tone, and I suppose his meetings with Martin was very important there. But we trained very, very hard, and I think Aidan alluded to it as well. I think Martin probably knows better, but I think we went 7 in the evening, 7 in the morning, and 7 in the afternoon again. And probably as players, we didn't realise at the time the preparation that was going into it, but for the 3 days. Like, and we were up at the back pitch. There was a fabulous new pitch, which was kind of the selling point to go to IT Sligo, but we didn't use it an awful lot. We didn't get to use it because it's obviously been saved with the Sigerson. We trained up in the back pitch, which didn't have great lights. And yeah, look, the preparation was second to none. I was kind of blown away by it. Sigerson was never on my radar, but when I got there, I loved every minute of it.
I suppose I just want to, in all the seriousness around it and that, there was still real good camaraderie and good, there was good fun and that and, as well, you know, like we really got on really, really well together. And I remember a great story with, after we won the Ryan Cup game or whatever, which was the league or whatever, we were, Martin was very, you know what I mean, he knew exactly where he was going or whatever, but I remember after every Ryan Cup game, the team would get a call, a keg, you know what I mean, so you'd go to the pub and you'd have a free keg, and all the boys would have a few beers, free beers or whatever. But I remember we got Rory, was the spokesman, the Seth Moylesy and Dermot, I think, got Rory to go up to Martin and ask him, you know, could you get a keg? And I remember him asking Martin, he said, well, Martin, he said, what about a keg? A keg? What's on a keg for, he said? And he said, that was into that. We knew where we stood about the keg going forward, I know, so we did. So there was good fun as well as hard work as well, you know?
Yeah, well...
Sorry, just on the hard work one, I was just talking lately enough that we actually got down to the pitch, and I don't know, I can't rightly remember this, Aidan and Martin might know it better. Like, you always trained at the top pitch, and now it was hard graft, and there's a good bit of football in it too, but the football was hard to see at times. And we got down into the new pitch one time, and we're like, you know, calves getting let out in spring. We were kind of skipping around the place, and there was two fairly good, decent teams picked by Martin, and we were going, this is going to be a right good game. And the next thing, tennis balls came out. We were around playing with tennis balls, so it was just kind of, you know, taking the win from ourselves again, that hard work had to happen first before we got the privilege of playing on the pitch. Like, so, you know, there was good points to it as well. As Aidan said, there was lots of fun to it, but when we went to work, we went to work.
I'll tell you a very good story, Austin. My story of Jerry Lowen hadn't come to train, and I think John Mahon was managing Roscommon, and they were training hard Roscommon, but Jerry hadn't come to training. But we played Limerick anyway in a match, in a league match, and Jerry scored 4 goals, you know, and Jerry's at the game. So I went up to Jerry after the game, and I says, Jerry, now that's great today, but I need you a trainer. You need to be training. You can't miss any more training. You have to have a trainer. He says, I need to get you fit. These other lads are getting into shape. I need you to get into that level of fitness. And he says, Martin, he says, I'm fit enough. You tell them to get the ball up to me, and I'll do the rest.
Good man, yeah. Jerry Lohan. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm interested, guys, in this IT Sligo house you mentioned on Wolfstone Street in Sligo. Clearly was a hub. Several of you shared accommodation there. And among them is a Fermanagh man, current Derry senior football manager, Rory Gallagher. And you've all mentioned him. He was part of that Sigerson team in 2002.
I wasn't big into study. I left the Michaels after we got beaten in the Macquarie Cup. I didn't bother finishing my A-levels. And then it took me on a journey to the Fermanagh College, where we were lucky enough to play with with Colin McCullough. You know, we played with Tyrone, we went on to win an All-Ireland vacation school. So we done a qualification there. And that's taken a year out or whatever. And then I think my father tried to angle me into college, and Mickey Breslin, I suppose, was the glue to it all then. And somehow it came about. He must have spoke to him and went down to Sligo IT. And, you know, we started a journey, I suppose, for to get a degree ultimately. But it was pretty, you know, it was a very fulfilling football journey as well, because Sligo IT at that point, you know, hadn't really ever achieved anything at Sigerson level. And we, you know, the year before we won the Sigerson, we won the Ryan Cup. So there was a hardcore of six or seven of us there. Brendan Boyle, Pat Kelly, Aidan and Dermot Higgins, Damon Hendy, Brian Maloney, Pat Kelly, you know. So it is, you know, I think the six or seven of us that were there from the start to the end, you know.
Yeah, I'm just thinking 2002 was a special football year for you on a number of fronts, because you famously later in the year scored 3-9 for Fermanagh in the Ulster Championship, a record which stood. Does it still stand? Well, it's still one of them to this day in a single Ulster Championship game. So what did you find at IT Sligo? I mean, what sort of football setup did you find?
Probably when we went in, to be brutally honest, it was a wee bit disjointed. I remember us, I was coming back from a cruciate operation, you know, in my first year there, and you know, my first really proper game back was the Sigerson Cup up in Belfast against Queens. And me being from the north, I was very anxious to do well against Queens, but kind of on the day, you know, a few people, star players, kind of landed in that had never seen playing for us before, you know, whether they were legal or not, I'm not actually certain or not. And we ran Queens, and Queens beat us by a point. But Queens beat us by a point and went on to win the Sigerson. And I know I was very good at it, because you were losing to Tom Brewster, you know, who had played for Manawit. And, you know, I was playing for them, and you were Peter Quinn and Liam McBarn, and you're very disappointed to lose it. But I was kind of scratching myself coming back, going, geez, if we had these boys training, whether they're legal or not legal, we'd have some output, you know. And to be fair, I think the kind of dynamic then changed. And to be fair to Michael Hart and Michael Breslin the following year, along with Eugene McHale, we put a really concentrated effort into training with people, like all the people that were at the college and doing college courses. And it kind of took off from there. And, you know, it ended up, you know, hosting the Sigerson and, you know, winning the Sigerson after 3 games in 3 days. But we just grew a great spurt, you know. You know, I'm obviously involved in county coaching and management now, and you know, the reality is, unfortunately, that the college, the county players don't train with the colleges very often. At that time, we trained with the college all the time. You know, it was run like a county team, particularly under Martin McHugh, and it was a really, really exciting time. And you know, we were blessed with brilliant footballers, and you know, the honour we took out of it, you know, and winning the Sigerson that time, you know, I know personally it meant the world to me.
Yeah, because in Ulster, there is something cherished about the Sigerson Cup, and you'll have come across that from mixing with people who went to Queens or the ranch in Belfast.
Yeah.
So you were conscious of that yourself as an Ulster, in inverted commas, player.
I was, Austin. You know, Sigerson was massive to me. You know, following on from Macquarie Cup and playing all the Ulster schools, and the intense rivalry in Ulster, and the coming of our man, Tyrone, Gary were very strong at the time as well in National League finals. And I would have went to Sigerson Cup, particularly up in Belfast, I think it was in 2000, you know, or sorry, the 1989 Sigerson in 2000, you know, we had the Tralee teams, you know, with Warwick Joyce and Michael Donlan and people like that playing. Jim McGuinness was playing with them at the time as well, you know, and you really wanted to aspire to be a Sigerson player, probably coming from Fermanagh as well, you know, where we wouldn't have been blessed with county success. Winning a Sigerson medal and competing at Sigerson level would have been huge. So for us to fulfil that in Sligo, you know, in a town and a college and a county that wouldn't have been notorious for an awful lot of, you know, GA success at the time, it was massively rewarding, you know.
Any particular standout moment or memory from that 0-2 campaign, whether it was a match or staying in a flat share in Wolfetone Street in Sligo, or the final itself in fairly biblical weather conditions?
There's a massive amount of, you know, of laughs and fun and enjoyment about it, and great characters as well. You know, obviously the boys don't, you know, you move away and nobody sees each other, but I'm sure when people think of each other, there's a smile of different individuals. And I suppose kind of a thing that always stood out to me was, you know, like, you know, as you mentioned earlier, that I, you know, I had a good year to do, like I would put that down to the training, you know, that Martin McHugh put us through and the quality of players we were training, you know, and he trained us ferociously hard. And you and me both know when he gives out now, but the players have been trained too hard, but nobody trained me harder than he ever did, you know. But, you know, Martin was very smart and intelligent for the time, you know. The Sigerson was planned for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 games in 3 days. And I remember there was one Wednesday night, he trained us at 7 o'clock in the evening, and was ferocious. And like, it's a 12-minute run and 3 800-meter runs and 8 200s and 10 100s and then into football. And as we finished, he says, "Right, boys, back, you know, back here tomorrow morning, 6:45, you know." And we repeated the exercise, you know, and it was absolutely brutal and horrendous. But there was a reason for it then. The morning of the Sigerson final, having played on the 3rd of Friday, and clearly the body's been tired. And he brings us down to the old patch of grass where we'd done the running, you know, in Sligo IT. It wouldn't have been the fantastic facilities now. And he says, "Lads, remember the morning we were back here?" And Jerry Lohan, who he was, you know, a star for Roscommon at the time, Jerry was actually doing an electrical course. So he practically didn't train with us too often, you know. And Jerry said to me, "What's this lunatic talking about here? What's he on about down here?" You know, but, you know, and Jerry said, "Don't worry about it," because after one of the games, I think against Limerick, I remember Martin said to Jerry, "You know, you need to be up training with us. You know, you need to be fit to grip him." And Jerry said, "Martin, you get the boy, rest the boys up to my level, and it would be okay." You know, so he'd an awful lot of self assurance, Jerry, in himself. You know.
I'll tell you what, Jerry Lohan of Roscommon is going to have godlike status by the end of this programme. He tells the same story you told Martin McHugh. He clearly was a character.
Yeah, he was a character, but I laughed. In the semi-final, Austin, we were playing against Athlone. And the one thing I must just mention is the other two people involved in the management team, that was Liam Heakin, who's a great man who's passed away since. Liam, a good Glenn Cullum Kill man, but a great Sligo IT man, a brilliant man. And Paul McWeeney from Ballyshannon, who was a big help, who did all the work. He did all the work for us all. He sorted out everything behind the scenes with gear and everything else. He was a good man. But going back to Jerry Lohan, a very funny story, another one about him. You know, Jerry was playing, we were playing at Lohan in the semi-final. And Jerry's brother, Stephen, who was a brilliant footballer, was centre-forward. And I said to Jerry before the team meeting in the morning, I said, "Jerry, can you tell me what's the story? What's his strength, really, or what's his weakness?" "I can't tell you that, Martin. I couldn't do that to me, brother." And I says, "All right, okay, Jerry, I can't. I'm not going to ask you." And I was walking out the door, and Damien Hendy was marking him, and I was walking out the door, and he pulled me back. "Jerry, going out. We're even going out onto the field," and he says, "Martin, he'll sell the solo dummy with the left foot, and he'll turn on to his right, and he'll kick it over the bar." And I just said at that stage, "This man wants to win this game so much, it'll make a difference." And I always remember that was the famous Jerry. He was an unbelievable footballer, and he had an unbelievable talent. And he had some eye for goal. He was a very, 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 very talented player. But you know, there's some great stories. But I was laughing at Rory there on about me and the training them hard and everything else. You know, I'd be telling him now he's a manager now and he's other side and he won't even release players to allow them to play singers. And so his tune has changed a lot. So Rory's one of these people, wherever suits at any given time, or whatever suits himself at any given time. And the two boys know all about him. They're on the line as well.
Well, maybe he might release them next year. Who knows? Michael and Aidan, can I ask you about the actual finals weekend then in Sligo? You know, we'll get to the final in just a second in terms of that awful weather. I mean, it was just, you know, this monsoon conditions. But, you know, the three games in 3 days, this is the way the Sigerson is. It's a grueling, intense, blitz-like schedule. But you seem to thrive on that for some reason. Why do you think that was?
I just think it was on the preparation again, and again, Martin's alluded to the likes of Paul McWeeney and Liam Heakin and Michael Breslin themselves. Like, the detail into it is just was mind-boggling when you think back about it. Like, we stayed in a hotel for that weekend and much more, and like, you know, we didn't play on the Sigerson pitch because they didn't think it suited us. Like, everything that was done for us to win. I definitely think, like, with the three Sigersons, none of them would have probably happened unless we won that one. And the planning that went into that one, like Martin alluded to, kind of the talent that was on that UCC team, like, you know, we were trying to make a breakthrough, so you always have to be 3 or 4 points better, or a much better team to win a competition like that against a team like that. And definitely for me, and I let Aidan talk now, I just thought the preparation was immense, like every detail. I even remember Sean Boylan, we had a thing in our fridge, Aidan, if you remember from Sean Boylan,
that's
the
right.
Man got us,
yeah,
a recovery, the worst tasting thing I ever did, but like, whether it was a placebo or what, you definitely felt fit, or you felt that you recovered once you took a mouthful of it every morning.
Yeah, I know that definitely going into the final, as there was three games for the weekend or whatever, but the morning of the final, I was as fresh that morning, and I know there was no real ice baths or anything like that before at that stage, but we were doing ice baths after the games and that, and into the swimming pool and that, and our preparation for that kind of, you know what I mean, for a whole weekend. But I remember that day, the final, I felt great. We were in great shape in terms physically or whatever, and mentally as well or whatever. And obviously when you're in great shape physically, mentally you're going to be in great shape. But that day coming into the final, I felt in great shape. But I remember the Athlone game. I noticed the conditions were bad on the Saturday, on the final, but that game against Athlone, that was a real tough game or whatever. And they were very like us now, Athlone were, in terms of they had a good few kind of players or whatever, like the Lohans and Trevor Mortimer and James Gill. They would have a good side or whatever, and they were looking to break through as well. But that was really a game that, like, you know what I mean, that we needed to be up for or whatever. Whereas the final was a little bit different, because the final UCC had all these big stars, so it was easy to get up for the game or whatever, you know. But I think what Michael and Rory said or whatever, the backroom team we had that time, Mickey Breslin, Mickey Hart, Paul McGweeney, you know what I mean, Martin, you know what I mean, it just, everything was revolved around winning. And you know what I mean, we didn't look at the small picture, they certainly looked at the big picture, which was winning the Sigerson, you know.
Yeah. Martin, was there ever a worry on the Saturday that the final mightn't get played because the weather was so bad? Was that an issue at all?
No, at that time, I suppose, you know, in a way, there was you played every kind of weather in a way and everything else. And, you know, you have to, you know, give credit to everybody involved. You know, we talked about even the people, you know, in Sligo IT and that there, having the facilities were so good and everything else, and to run it and everything else. It was great. Look, it was great for GAA and Sligo. And I remember, you know, Sligo County Council, you know, give us a civic reception on the Wednesday. I think that famous house you're talking about, there were parties from that Saturday night till, I would say, the following Saturday night, at least in that house from then, Austin. But I think for everybody, you know, Michael Hart was a big, big part of the whole thing there. You know, he's been involved in GAA in Sligo to now. I've become very friendly with Michael since that. And, you know, his big part involved with helping out of the team and helping to recruit the players and everything else. And then, you know, his work behind the scenes and having everything prepared and everything else. And it was a great occasion for Sligo. And it was brilliant, you know, for you know, you talk about All-Ireland medals and that coming to Sligo IT. And it was great for the Northwest and everything else. And suppose from my own personal thing, you know, my own two sons, Mark and Ryan, you know, they didn't really remember, you know, me winning the All-Ireland, but they always remember that Siggers, and they were up there at that match and everything else, and they remember that there, you know, with pride, and they always, you know, looked up to them lads, and especially with Donegal lads and everything else. So it was a massive achievement for a player. And the great thing about it was, sometimes at that stage, you know, these counties were talking about the Fermanaghs, the Donegals, the Sligos, the Roscommons, even the Mayos at that time, and you know, we had a couple of Galway players, but particularly of them counties, Leitrim, we were kind of forgotten, you know, to the big guns. It was always about the Kerrys and the Dublins and these teams and everything else. So it was a fabulous achievement for the whole area and everything else, and a great achievement for Sligo IT. And it did definitely, you know, help Gaelic football in the whole area at the time.
Yeah. Just before I get your final thoughts, Jens, I want you to have a quick listen to another of your former teammates and players. I think he might have been one of the youngest players on the Sigerson panel in 2002. He was a Monaghan man. He was the top scorer in that final in the wind and rain on the Saturday against UCD, Ballybay's Paul Finlay.
It's strange to think that it is 20 years ago, our first Sigerson win in Sligo IT. You know, just really fond memories, and it's painful to think that it's so long ago, but you know, those memories are still relatively fresh, and you know, the relationships still remain from that team and the people we met along the way. So it's all very, very fond to think about, Austin.
What are your memories of that year, that final?
Yeah, well, I guess it all, you know, I was young. I was just coming out of school and you know, not knowing what to do with myself and where to go. And you know, I was grateful to receive you know, contact from Sligo IT to see if I would have any interest, I suppose, in attending the college. And that was something very new to me. And then, you know, through Michael Breslin, getting to know Michael, and then also hearing, you know, who was at the college, who was going to be involved in the GAA aspect of it. And those courses and all was secondary back then, you know, all you were interested in was football. So, you know, hearing the likes of, you know, that Martin McHugh was going to be the manager was huge. You know, I would have, you know, seen Martin, you know, obviously known from him playing days, you know, and then, you know, seeing his managerial and media presence, you know, you're thinking, you know, okay, well, this is big stuff, and you're going into a good setup. So that was all very exciting for me. And then, you know, the year in general, like, you know, just getting to meet the team, you know, never in your wildest dreams did you feel that you were, although the plan was to go and win the Sigerson, but you know, you were just plotting your way along, and me trying just to get a grip of you know, college football, and the college football at that level, which was more or less inter-county standard. So it was all happening fairly fast, but you know, it was a very exciting time for me when I think back.
You were the top scorer in the Sigerson Cup final that year at Markovic Park against UCC. You just scored 3 points, but Sligo won 6-5 in dreadful weather conditions. It sounded it was more like a battle than a football game weather-wise.
Yeah, well, it wasn't hard to be the top scorer on a day like that. I suppose 6-5, but I suppose that is what stands out, you know, looking back and thinking back to that day and the final. It was just a horrendous weather condition. You know, I think it was blowing a gale, as it does, you know, up around Sligo, Markovic Park, and the hailstones started flying down at one point. I think the funniest bit was that, you know, the referee almost called a halt to the game with, you know, such was the you know, severity of the conditions. But our captain, Aidan Higgins, stood alone in the middle of the park, ushering us back out as to say, you know, what are you doing, you crowd of wimps. So, you know, we all sort of fairly quickly headed back out. But yeah, it was crazy. You know, it's nice. I suppose it's a nice statistic.
It certainly is. Paul Finlay of Monaghan and IT Sligo in 02, who was top scorer that day. Some of your comments and text to 083 3500 530. Martin, you'll enjoy this. This one is from one of your former players in 02, Shane O'Neill from Culleira Strandhill, who was part of the IT Sligo panel in 02, one of 4 Sligo players. I still have nightmares, he says, of Martin's 800, 400 and 200 metres runs. Great times. I remember battling for a place in the team coming up to Sigerson, and Martin getting on to me about fouling. We played a challenge match that Whitey Walsh was refereeing, and he pinged me for something which was never a free. He had Martin roaring in at me, saying, "Stop fouling O'Neill." I was raging with Whitey and gave him a mouthful, which I felt bad about. I apologised afterwards outside the dressing room. Martin overheard, and that kind of redeemed the situation. Great times, great memories, great team, and a great year. And somebody else here has said it was a masterstroke to host the Sigerson weekend in Sligo. Colleges from Cork, Dublin and Belfast struggled with the harsh northwest weather that weekend and having to travel and play in Oxfield and Grange against some of the fancy teams. Dave Billings, this listener says, of UCD, talked about the Grange pitch right up until he passed away a couple of years ago. So even Dave Billings remembers Monsignor Hines Park in North Sligo, Martin.
Yeah, so it's laughing at I became very friendly with Dave after as well. I remember he was coming down. He says, "I'm coming down about manners," and that wee brat from Donegal. He was going down. They had a very strong team, and Dave was great for the Sigerson and everything else. But look at it as everybody has said. I remember Shane O'Neill well. Well, he would give it out to me about the training, but look, it was different times that time. You know, I was thinking about a couple of things you're looking back and remember. Remember before the game, Paul Barden, and the lads remember this. He cut his jersey up to the sleeves off his jersey. Yeah. And the worst day that we ever played Gaelic football, hailstones as big as snowballs coming down, he cut the jersey. And someone said, "What are you doing?" He says, "Do you remember? I have to remember Trevor Giles, he's Australian rules," he says. So I knew before the game, the subs all left the dressing room to go out to clap the team out onto the field. But Barden never left the dressing room.
That's right, yeah.
I noticed this. And I said to myself, this lad wants to play. And I put him on after 15 minutes. And he had some match. And we're coming back on the bus. I always remember back to the hotel after the match. And we're coming back on the bus. And the RT Sports News was just going on. And it's going to say that Sligo are the Sigerson champions. And he turned the radio off on the bus. Just as going to be said, he was up the front. He was going to give a speech up the front of the bus. And, you know, as I said, the other thing about it was that the hailstones, never forget that day, the hailstones and everything else. And, you know, Mickey B was a very shrewd man. His preparations and everything else was unbelievable. They talked about everything else, recruitment, and he did a lot of groundwork to get us to where we're at. But look, it's been, I'd have to say, you know, it's been one of my greatest achievements in Gaelic football, and I really enjoyed it. And it was great to work with players from different counties and everything else, and it's great. You don't often get that chance, and you know, I was honoured to get that chance for that year.
Do you know something, Martin? Someone has texted in the past couple of minutes. A Glencullen man might be ringing Martin McHugh again. They need a manager this year. You better power your phone off. Aidan Higgins, you were the captain, and that's got to be, you know, for the rest of your days, you were the first IT Sligo captain to lift the Sigerson Cup. That's a special milestone in your own personal football journey to have.
Yeah, I think I may have said it earlier, and that, you know, at the time you really don't think about medals or winning stuff, and it was a huge honour, obviously, to captain the lads in particular, not just the lads that played, but the panel and the hard work that went into winning that. You know what I mean? But I remember, I suppose, that what my focus, it just shows what fellas are like when they play football or whatever, and everybody that's in sport. But I remember after the final whistle or whatever, I remember thinking, I was playing for Charlestown at the time, and we were playing an All-Ireland semi-final the following week. And of course, the mindset just changed, you know what I mean? And of course, obviously the partying was on after that night or whatever. And there was three lads from Charlestown, and there was myself, Dermot, and my brother, and Richard Hearn. And we had a few beers, but we had nothing serious or whatever that night. But I remember the focus had changed, you know what I mean, even though it was brilliant. And it's something that I think I did say it somewhere that it was one of my biggest, one of my greatest achievements playing football. And it was something that I never forget. And we still have great contact with a lot of the players or whatever. There's a lot of us that still, you know, talk regular and meet up regular or whatever. And I'm very friendly with Boylesy, Pat Kelly, Brian Maloney still, Jack Finlay, you know what I mean, Boiler, you know what I mean. So I'm very friendly with a lot of the lads, you know, still. So it was a great honour and something I'll never forget.
Yeah, lots of people texting us in to mention other players who were part of the 34-man panel. I probably should read them all out if we've time. There was a North Sligo man on that Sigerson panel, says this texter, Aaron McHugh from Cliffney, one of the four Sligo players. Ned thinks there were two Finleys on the team and wants to know what the other buck's name was. I don't think there were two Finleys on the IT Sligo team in 02. I know Paul won another Sigerson with you, Michael, 2 years later in 04. But I don't think there was another Finlay. Not that I see here, anyway. I'll read them very quick. Damien Sheridan, Longford in goals. Pat Kelly, Mayo. Aidan Higgins, Mayo. John McKeown, Leitrim. Dermot Higgins, Mayo. Two Higginses. Damien Hendy, we've talked about, Kildare. Sean Grimes of Mayo. Brendan Boyle, the unsung hero Martin McHugh was referring to. Michael Moyles, Mayo. Paul Finlay, Monaghan. Rory Gallagher, Fermanagh. Dara McGrath, Fermanagh. Nicky Joyce, Galway. Jerry Lohan, the one and only, Roscommon. Brian Maloney, Mayo. Darren Cairns, Sligo.
Sligo, yeah.
David Barden, Longford. Garrett Blake, Donegal. Mark Breheny Sligo was on the panel. Pori Carl Roscommon. Jerm Mockler from Roscommon. The great Christy Toy. Wonder what his mantelpiece. He must have some stuff on that mantelpiece. Christy Toy have done a goal throughout his football career. Brendan Devaney, Galway. Richard Harran of Mayo. JP Gallagher, Donegal. Barry Dunyan, Donegal, was listed on the 02 Sigerson panel. Colm Cafferty of Mayo. John Cullen, Leitrim. Donegal's Padraig McGettigan. Aaron McHugh of Cliffney, the aforementioned. Joey Jordan of Cavan. David Carthy of Galway and Brendan Bowens of Galway. That was the 34 names on the weekend panel for the 202 Sigerson. Does that sound right to you guys?
Yeah, that's right. There definitely wasn't two Finleys on it, anyways.
Okay. To finish, Michael Moyles, what will you remember most of all from that momentous year of 02 with IT Sligo?
Well, definitely the final and the weather conditions. And to be fair, and Aidan said it, like, you know, about being captain, but he was man of the match that day as well in that game. Like, you know, he just led by example from the whole year through. I just remember the hailstorm because we were all going to the sideline. I don't know if it was called off or whatever, but Aidan stayed. And I just remember, I think I was on the sideline and Martin and Michael said, get back on the field. I think I took a sideline ball.
That's right, yeah.
Middle of the field, and it ended up with Paul Finlay putting the ball over the bar. But I do know some of our subs held on to some of the UCC fellas. Allegedly, Darren Cairns had four of them in his arms. Like, so we may have got a small bit of advantage there. No, look, it was just, it was momentous. And I do think, and I was there for another 3 years. I only did four, Martin. No, I was only allowed, I was thrown out after that. But the next two Sigersons wouldn't have happened only for that happened. And it just, as I said earlier on, the culture and the tone was set from early doors with Martin and Aidan and the rest of the panel just kind of followed suit. Like, so look, it definitely showed us the way to go and the way that you have to play football is through hard work and through enjoying your football. And I think we all did that year. I think it was just
just a year we'd all look back on with fond memories.
A nice way on which to finish. I know I said 15 or 20 minutes to you guys, but these conversations often take up a life of their own.
Austin, I wonder, could I just say something for a second?
Sure.
I just want this. It's a little bit of advertising, but he's a good friend of mine or whatever who passed away. It's the Colm Hourican Memorial Run. It's on the 12th of February. It's here in Charlestown or whatever. So if it's just for the pitch or whatever, the Colm Hourican pitch or whatever. If people are just register on popupraces.ie, and it's for a great cause and a great man, and he can do it virtually too or whatever. So I just like to say that before I go, if that's okay.
We're happy to mention yeah. That Aidan, in fact, Siobhan and Donald from the organising committee have been in touch with us. We'll be doing more on that on Sport on Sunday here on Ocean FM. I thought you were going to recite your O2 captain's winner speech for us there, Aidan Higgins, but
I couldn't even remember it.
I want to ask him just to come in there. Just, I know you have the two lads there, and it's interesting when just to chat a wee minute, just 1 second. But as Michael Moyles was a player, I remember Jack O'Shea was a box to box player, and Michael there, just when you have him there, I always remember what he was a midfielder. It was a box to box, and it was very hard to get them type of players at him. And it was, you know, from the point of view of Sigerson, it was a very, very important player to have. But I want to say about the other man, I have to say, I would have to put him down as the best captain I've ever sat in a dressing room with, or ever involved in, been involved in a lot of dressing rooms. He was the best leader ever I was involved with.
Well, that's high praise indeed. Martin McHugh, Aidan Higgins and Michael Moyles, thank you sincerely for sharing your IT Sligo Sigerson Cup winning memories from 2002.
Thanks, Austin.
A reminder that The Final Whistle is available as a podcast each week on oceanfm.ie and wherever you get your podcasts. To find it, including this episode, simply search for Ocean FM Ireland. We're back next week, same time, same place.
Ocean FM.
Ocean FM's Final Whistle. Thanks to Donegal Plumbing and Heating. Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samsung and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs.